Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of March 6th, 2021.
I mean, clearly, we have nothing left to watch on any streaming service because Twitch is a popular platform where people like live stream themselves doing all kinds of things. Usually, it's playing video games. Well, there's this gal by the name of Wang Timing, and she's in Taiwan, and she got on Twitch this past week. She, get this, she put on her eye mask, she went to sleep, and she streamed herself sleeping for 5 hours, and get this, some 11,000 people paid money to see it, just sleeping. She raked in about $3,000. Wow. And, you know, well, I started thinking about this. What if that sleeping person was Jeff Bezos? I mean, I know a lot of women think he's super hot. I mean, incredibly handsome. They'd probably pay a lot of money. They want to know if he sleeps with pajamas on. Get it? Yeah. Oh, and it's just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. That's 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea gets the Kim Komando Show. And in case you're wondering why it's called the Kim Komando Show, well, I'm Kim Komando. Yes, America's beloved digital god is here with you once again, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know, and we're going to start with the letter A, not Apple. We're going to be talking about Amazon. Yeah, the company that claims to stand for a free, open, uncensored internet. Well, maybe not exactly. According to various reports, Amazon has quietly adopted a new policy that basically says it can ban books or movies containing any material that it decides is hate speech. Now, what is the definition of hate speech? It's any kind of communication, spoken or written, attacking another person or group based on prejudice over race, religion, sexual orientation, and more. And while some hate speech is obviously that, other cases where people are just merely expressing their opinion is totally open for interpretation. And Amazon is not saying how they define hate speech. So a group of senators sent a letter to Jeff Bezos asking why a book about transgender issues written by a conservative author was removed. Also pulled, a documentary about politically conservative African-American Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So the world's largest bookseller is now censoring, removing books and films it doesn't like, without giving us a definition or a reason why they removed it. So perhaps maybe Amazon will start burning books, setting the fire with their Amazon Kindle. All right, number two, speaking of books becoming harder to find, I don't know if you've heard of the whole controversy about the Dr. Seuss books, that they can no longer, and they're decided no longer to publish six Dr. Seuss books because what it describes as racist and insensitive imagery. And when something like that happens, it's actually really followed by an interesting phenomena. People don't like to be told that they can't have things. So now on the internet, those Dr. Seuss titles are bestsellers. So people decide to look through all their attics and garages and book collections, and they list these discontinued titles on eBay where the prices just skyrocketed. For instance, there was a copy of If I Ran the Zoo, going for more than $500 with a dozen of bids, and others like The Cat's Quiz are selling for more than $600, you know, those little tiny books. Well, the auctions were discontinued. That's right. eBay started removing the listings, saying that they violated the company's offensive materials policy. So apparently books like Adolf Hitler's 1925 autobiographical manifesto doesn't quite reach the level of offensive. When it comes to eBay, Dr. Seuss books do, so you better watch out. So eBay doesn't like these books in a house with a mouse, here or there or anywhere. But instead of trying to plead your case, you might as well look and shop on Facebook Marketplace. Number three, Google says we're not going to be eating those cookies anymore. You know about cookies. The tiny pieces of data stored in your browser that remember all the sites that you've visited, your login details, they hold on to your shopping cart. The data is also sold, meaning cookies are responsible for targeted ads. So a few days ago, Google revealed more information about its plans for phasing out these third-party cookies over the next year. But why now? I mean, why is Google suddenly doing this? Well, here's the deal. Google and other big tech companies are not just being nice. They're facing a lot of pressure from regulators. And Apple's also standing up for its user privacy as individual states actually enact their own digital privacy laws. So Google says it's not going to replace cookies with anything else that would do the same thing, as in track you as an individual. But instead, they have a new plan. Of course they do. It's called the Federated Learning of Cohorts, or FLOC for short. It uses algorithms, they say, to create groups of thousands of people with similar interests for targeted ads, keeping you anonymous within this proverbial crowd. So it doesn't mean that the ads are going away or the cookies are going away. The ad companies are shifting. But whatever's on the horizon to replace the cookies seems pretty crummy. Number four, NFTs equal big bucks. What did she just say? What's an NFT? Let me explain. You know, like if you have something valuable, a painting, a baseball card. So Tom Brady's baseball card just sold for like $1.2 million, right? You got something, you can hold it, you can feel it, you can appreciate it. Well, now there's a new trend online where people are spending and making millions of dollars dealing in digital assets known as NFTs, non-fungible tokens. That's right. It's a digital piece of art, a digital sports card, an exclusive video clip, or perhaps a virtual piece of land. Something unique that's totally digital, and you can never touch it or hold it in your hand. Last October, an art collector from Florida spent $67,000 on a 10-second piece of video artwork. A few days ago, he turned around and sold it for $6.7 million. I know you're trying to get your head wrapped around this. Guy buys a short online video clip for $67,000 and sells it for $6.5 million. How does that even make sense? So if you go online, you find endless copies of the same images, the same videos, whatever it is. Well, now this is where something called blockchain comes in. It's a digital signature that certifies something as being a unique, original piece of work and who owns it. Even the auction house Christie's is starting to sell digital art, and bids are in the millions. The NBA launched a site where fans can buy and trade NFTs of video game highlights. I mean, I can make digital art easily, but when it comes to paper, that's where I draw the line. All right, finally, number five. This TV is going to leave you completely floored. TVs today tend to be on the bigger side, 55, 65, even 75-inch models. Some go over 100 inches. So to make your TV the focus of the room, Samsung has one that looks like a picture frame when it's not in use. LG has a TV that rolls out of a box on the floor. Well, now you have another option. A 165-inch television called the C-Seed M1. And it has some big specs. Micro LEDs with self-illuminated pixels that don't require a backlight for better contrast and color. Wow. It also has five panels that fold up and disappear into your floor. Wait, what did she say? Yes. You hit a button, this TV comes out of the floor and then arranges itself into five different panels. It's pretty slick if you can see the video online. And it would be great. The price, $400,000 for this television. That doesn't include the cost to renovate your house, because remember, this hole in your floor isn't going to dig itself. And if you're trying to put the TV inside the floor upstairs, well, that's just a different story altogether. All right, let's talk about ExpressVPN, because sometimes life isn't fair. Netflix hides thousands of shows and movies from you based on your location. And then they have the nerve to increase their prices all the time. That's right. They just raised their prices once again. So make sure that you're getting your full money's worth by using ExpressVPN like I do. You can see what's on Netflix in your country is completely different from someone who's watching the UK or Japan. And using ExpressVPN, I can control which country I want Netflix to think I'm located in. ExpressVPN is over 90 countries to choose from. So every time I run out of stuff to watch, I just switch to another country. It's easy, and then you unlock a whole bunch of new shows. And here's the best part. You can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows on other streaming services, too. So you can stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of the content. So get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Kim. And don't forget to use my link, because then you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free, no charge. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, coming up in this hour, we have our digital life hack that we put together a whole bunch of tech tips that you're just going to really love, and you're going to want to share these with your family members and friends, because it's all about how we can use technology and different add-ons and browser plugins to get that coveted COVID-19 vaccine, again, for you or your family members. So stay right where you are, because we have all of that, plus your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. That's 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can get the entire show as a podcast for free for 30 days over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And how about we start this hour with Jan in Birmingham, Alabama. Hello there, Jan.
Hey, Kim.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for helping me.
What's going on?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you that my husband and I have been listening to you for years, because we drive back and forth to the beach about every other week, and we listen to you on TuneIn, and it makes the drive seem so short because I'm entertained.
Well, thank
and
you.
I get educated for 3 hours.
You're like, wow, I just learned something. I just learned that, and I laughed, and I feel like, you know, and isn't that a great feeling, though? I love when I'm listening to something myself, and I learn something, and it's like, wow, that's pretty great. And thank you for your kind words. So how can I help you today?
Okay. So I live in Birmingham, but we have a little beach house, and so I've been watching the beach house, you know, with Nest cams, and everything works great. But I'm putting in a pool, so now I'm going to need some outdoor cams.
Sure.
And my main concern is, how do I get the Wi-Fi to the back of the yard? Let me say, I do have a shed that's going to be on the other side of the pool, mm-hmm. and that shed does have electricity. So,
oh, okay, all right.
That might help. And secondly, I like my Nest cams, and I'd like to keep it all in one app. Mm-hmm. But if you think of something better on the cams, I'd like to know about it.
Well, you know, the thing that's really fabulous is, like, when you are in Birmingham and you're wondering if they're actually showing up and doing some work. You can hop on and you can say, hey, where are you guys? You said you're going to be working today, right?
I watch it all the time.
And so it's, and Nest, they do have great indoor cams, and they have great outdoor cameras as well. And as you astutely mentioned, is that when you can have all the cams from one particular source, it makes it really easy for you to set it up, also get notifications. Now the cameras do facial recognition. You can chat back and forth if you hear something. And the Nest outdoor cams, they, because you have power going to them, it's not going to be any major issue to do that as far as setting them all up. So stick with the Nest, okay?
Okay, good.
Now, as far as getting the cameras out there, are you sure that your Wi-Fi doesn't extend? Because normally the Wi-Fi will extend at least 100 or maybe 200 feet outside the house.
We took one of the indoor cameras, put it on an extension cord, and took it out there,
Perfect.
And it didn't work.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I just want to make sure that you check before we start talking about solutions. There are relatively inexpensive, and I'm happy to send you a link for you to buy one on Amazon. Outdoor Wi-Fi antenna extenders, okay? And they come in 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz, depending upon how much stuff that you have going around on the area. You might want to get the 2, 4, and the 5 gig, so that this way you can put different gadgets on the different bands. And then with the extender, you're going to put this outside. It's waterproof, all that other good stuff. It does need some electric. So if you could, sometimes people can just put it right outside the kitchen window. And then you just point that sucker right at the pool and where the Nest cameras are going to be. And you're not going to have any big area. I mean, it's unless it's over 300 or 500 feet or even 1,000 or 1,200 feet, that extender is going to work just perfectly. So you're not going to have to worry about putting in something like the Ubiquiti networks that I had to do, which I got a Wi-Fi connection about 1,800 feet across the Camelback Mountain. And we have some pictures of it in a whole detail over at commando.com. If you have a she shed or a man cave that's far, far away, that's the way to get it done. Jan, thank you so much for your kind words and for your call today. And again, we'll send a link for everybody else. We'll put that link over at the Q&A forum inside the Commando community. Hey, you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankCam. We're going to be talking about how to share your Wi-Fi without handing out your password, tech tips to get that vaccine, and more of your fantastic phone calls that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, out-of-date software and driver vulnerabilities can open your PC up to serious security and privacy issues. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Visit SolveIQ.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. I mean, if you're sitting there, computer's acting up, you know, you don't want to call your kids to fix it because they don't want to hear from you. Okay, and you need to have tech support that you can trust. So go to SolveIQ.com/Kim, SolveIQ.com/Kim. A couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to your phone calls and our digital life hack that's all about tech tips to get the vaccine. Trending over on commando.com, how to share your Wi-Fi without giving out your password. Pretty soon, people are going to start coming back over your house. And you're sitting there, and somebody says, hey, can I hop on your Wi-Fi, but I need the password. And you're like, oh, do you really need the password? So here's what you can do, is just make a QR code. And then you put that in a frame. That's what I do. And then people can just take a picture of the QR code, and then bingo, bango, they're on your network. Over at commando.com, you'll find a link to a handy site that creates the QR codes for free. I'm going to show you exactly how to set it up. Hit commando.com, the link that says Kim Show. And hey, just a quick question. What do you call a dog with Wi-Fi? Anyone? Anyone? A hotspot. All right. I told you about this tip time and time again over the last couple of years, but for some reason, it's going around the web like it's something new. And AirPods are expensive, but they have some features that are only accessible if paired with an iPhone or an iPad. So you may be seeing the headline that says, how to use your AirPods to spy on others. Yes. Here's what happens. There's live listen mode. It's an accessibility feature meant to help folks who have problems hearing. So it turns your iPhone or your iPad into a microphone. And so what you do is you put in your AirPods, activate live listen, place the phone near what you're trying to hear, and then suddenly you hear this conversation in your AirPods. So what people have figured out is that it works 50 feet. It works through the walls. So you can put in the AirPods, live listen, put the phone in another room, and guess what? You can hear exactly what they're saying. That's right. And so in case you're wondering how you too can do that, we've got the exact steps over on our website, of course, commando.com. Bill in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, how you doing, Kim? Thanks for taking my call. I really, really enjoy the show and even the jokes.
Well, thank you. See, Michael, another one.
Don't do it. Don't encourage her.
Don't encourage her. I hear you. They are a little corny sometimes, but I do get a chuckle out of them.
Well, thank
and,
you.
I enjoy your newsletters, and I just joined the community recently.
Oh, you did? Great.
Wealth of information out there. It's just amazing how fast the technology moves, and you keep us up to date with it. It's really great.
Yeah, it does move so fast. It seems like every other day there's like, wait, there's this, and then this happens, and especially now.
I just can't imagine the effort that you guys put into it to put this all together to make it easy for us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So what's going on with you?
Yeah. Well, I have about 30 DVDs that my father, he was the videographer years ago and, you know, took Christmas parties and birthdays and things like that. And he had the wisdom to, buy a Panasonic tape to DVD player. And so they're all on DVD, but technically they're all jumbled up, if you will. There'll be a birthday party in the middle, Christmas and things like that. So it creates one big file that I can use. I mean, it works on the DVD, and I can see it on my computer. But what I want to do is copy and paste, if you will, maybe a 10-minute segment right in the middle of the DVD that might be my granddaughter's 5th birthday. And that way I can send it up to post it on Facebook or
YouTube,
even send it to YouTube and do a link. So I don't want a really sophisticated editing program. All I just want to do is copy and paste that middle 5-10-minute segment out of that big file. It ends with VBO, and I'll be using Windows 10.
So what program have you tried so far?
Well, I've only used – I had another camera, and I used Microsoft Movie Maker.
Okay.
And while it does – I find it difficult to use, and sometimes when I did do the copy and paste, it didn't pick up the audio.
Oh.
So rather than hope and poke and search for other software, I thought I'd give you a call and as the expert of all things knowing and find out from you.
Well, a lot of folks use VLC, and that's really it's a VLC media player. It's really easy to use. If you find that, what I like about VLC is again because it's easy to use and there's a lot of tutorials on YouTube to get it done. Another option is you can always use Adobe Premiere Elements, which is for the consumer. Another option,
okay.
I mean, there are just tons and tons of video editing programs. A lot of it depends upon how much you want to get into this. And then in addition to that, if you wanted to just make it super easy, is that you can mail off your DVDs and then... Uh-huh. The company will put them in the cloud for you, so you don't have any of this conversion process. And then you can download the video, and then it becomes a heck of a lot easier because you already have it in that format.
I got you. Okay.
It really depends how much time and effort you want to put into this.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we had a sponsor... months ago, it was called iMemories.
Uh-huh.
And what I did is that I sent them all of my stuff, like VCR tapes, Hi8, 35 millimeter slides, DVDs. I mean, because of the age that we live in, we have all these different formats. It's crazy.
Right. Okay?
And so what they do is that you mail them the box of your stuff. And I'm going to tell you, it's not cheap, by the way. Not cheap. And then you mail it all off, and then they put it up in the cloud, and then they mail all your stuff back to you. But what I did find is when I had, DVDs of scuba trips or whatever it was, is that it made it really easy to share and also to download it as an MP4 file and then edit it up because everything's already there. But, Windows Media Player, it's okay. It's not the best. Try this. Try the VLC player. See if that works for you. If not, there's another one called WonderFox that I've heard a lot of good things about. I haven't tried that one personally. I use VLC all the time. But this WonderFox program is about $35, and I've heard really good things about that. And then, again, if you wanted to mail it off, that's something that you can do, and then they'll put everything in the cloud for you. It's really interesting because we are at a time right now where companies like iMemories and Legacy Box, it just makes sense that you want to get all of your important memories off of the digital format, whatever it is. So like you said, Bill, you can share it with your family and with your granddaughter and kind of bring the whole generation gap together, because if we can get these up on Facebook and YouTube or wherever, it really makes for a really, really fabulous conversation. So, check out Legacy Box. That's another service that you definitely want to tap into. But you might be able to do it yourself with those tools. Keep me posted. And if you need help with anything else, just know that I am right here for you. And again, thank you for all your kind words. And thanks for joining the community. We make our money not by big tech. We don't track what you do. We're not sitting there in the community filtering all kinds of ads and showing you different things and listening to your conversations. I mean, we make our money the old-fashioned way. I mean, we earn it, as that commercial used to say. And so if you find something of value on the site and on the show, help support us. Head over to getkim.com. You can get the podcast, the webcast. You join the community. You can blog. You can tap into the Q&A forum, all kinds of good things like that. And after your free 30-day trial, it's just a few dollars a month. And we offer discounts for seniors, vets, military personnel, service personnel. And so you definitely want to check that out. And again, thank you from all of us, Bill, for becoming a community member. Really, really appreciate that. It's time now for our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by LinkedIn. 2021 is looking up. If part of your growth strategy is adding new members to your business, LinkedIn Jobs, you got to check it out, finds the right person quickly. And to make things even better, your first job post, it's free. LinkedIn is an active community with over 722 million professionals worldwide. And getting started is easier than ever with new features to help you find qualified candidates. Post a job with targeted screening questions, so smart, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can manage job posts. You can contact candidates from a single view on LinkedIn.com. As all these functions are streamlined into one simple screen, and what this means to you is that, you know, sometimes you can put a job ad out there and people just apply for anything. You're like, okay, I don't understand how you working in a restaurant makes you qualified as a digital marketing manager. And that's where all these screening questions come in, so you're not wasting time. But now you can do all of this from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. So when you're a business ready, make that next great hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. All right, we've been talking about tech tips for scheduling your COVID-19 vaccine on the show for a couple of weeks, because as you go and look at these websites, let's just face it, a lot of them were just thrown up there with not a lot of forethought. And now you may be confused about where to go, because now you can schedule appointments at CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid. So what we did in this digital life hack is to walk you through some strategies for you to schedule the vaccine, for you to get the vaccine, and for you to help other members in your family get the vaccine. So first of all, number one is know where to go. As I mentioned, your state official site, pharmacy chains, see what's available in your area. Over at commando.com, we do have the step-by-steps on scheduling appointments at CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid and doing it online. Number two is you want to start looking for new vaccine openings in your part of the world. And that's where a really handy-dandy little tool called Visual Ping comes in. It lets you keep your eyes on the page even when you're away from the computer. It's a website. It's a browser extension that you can use to monitor other sites. It sounds confusing, but it's not. So let's say you're over at the CVS vaccination page, and it's fully booked. If you want to monitor that page to see when there's an opening, you just put the URL into Visual Ping, tap go, and then you'll be automatically notified. Number three is let's start saving your information so when you need to fill it out, you have it all. Put it in an Excel spreadsheet, a Word doc. We've talked about that here on the show. There's also Autofill, which is a Chrome extension. And also number four, your local resources. Facebook groups are popping up full of members searching for websites, sharing appointment openings. Just type in your state, the keyword COVID vaccine into Facebook's search site, and then you'll be able to see what's out there. There's also seniors. A lot of folks that are helping seniors book appointments. You can search your site. And again, we've got some more information here. Also, Twitter. Tons of state accounts are offering minute-to-minute updates on appointment openings. Number five is if you're booking for more than one person, have a couple of gadgets in front of you. Your tablet, your computer, maybe even your phone, so you can see everything that's going on and make it happen so quickly. And number six is to make sure that if you know that they're going to be opening some vaccines at 9 a.m., you don't get there on your computer at 9:10 and go, well, I guess I got to get the vaccine now. I guess I got to go ahead and schedule that up. No. I want you to open up that webpage at 8:50. Sometimes the appointments get released earlier. That was my experience myself. And we've got all the details free for the taking. Look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Hey, still to come this hour, you definitely don't want to miss how to stop junk text messages for good. Yes, thank you. You're on the Kim Komando Show. I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is just the best in the business. Go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim, and you're going to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, and you want to use promo code Kim. You know, you heard me talking just about the Commando community, and John is our IT genius. And this past week, like, Larry left a message on the forum and said, I'm creating a family photo album using Apple Photos, and he goes into view and metadata, and he wants to add. Let me tell you, John walks him through, oh my gosh, 8 steps on how to actually accomplish what this guy's trying to do. And then Lewis leaves a note, says he bought an HP laptop in December 2017 and quit working. He's got the latest updates. He goes on. He took it to Best Buy. Okay. Guy is like lost. Best Buy says they have a hardware issue and it's going to cost $900 to fix this laptop. Well, Team Commando John to the rescue. Dun, da, da, da. And he tells him to remove this KB4556799 update. It's wreaking havoc on multiple machines. And we posted about, okay, where else are you going to get that? Where? So if you ever have a Q&A question for us, just leave it in the Commando community. April in Austin, Texas. Glad to have you on board with us, April. What a beautiful name. What's going on with you?
Hi, Kim. Thank you.
You betcha. You betcha.
Nothing much going on. Totally amazed by you, Kim. Did a bunch of research on you, and I'm a techno geek myself, so I'm totally excited to be here today.
Oh, well, thank you, April. You're sweet. You're sweet. So what's your question for me today?
Well, my question was how to be able to get a Fitbit. I had a Fitbit twice before. They were both stolen. However, when I got my first Fitbit, I was 198 pounds. And now I'm 129 pounds. That's
wow.
Like, right, that's weight before my first child. And like I said, I am a techno geek, and my parents have just now acquired Fitbits, and it's so much better for their health. Everything is so digitalized these days.
Yeah.
Even my children are at home online during school. Everything is tech, everything.
And so you had 2 Fitbits, but so you were keeping track of your steps and your nutrition and your weight and everything on it?
Everything, sleep. I'm a veteran. I'm an Army veteran. So I do have acute PTSD, and it keeps track of everything. Your sleep, it has schedules. It tells you when to move. It's great. And my parents being sickly, you know, heart disease, diabetes and everything,
yeah.
And they're not techno geeks like me, but
that's okay.
They're really getting into it. Yeah. Oh, they're really getting into it.
So,
and
you know,
I want to be able to link up with them.
Okay. So, you know, Fitbit, they have an entry level one called the Inspire 2. It tracks your heart rate,
right,
your sleeping respiration, has a week plus battery life. It's really slim, really, really, really tiny. But it doesn't have a built-in GPS, doesn't have a color display. And some people actually say it irritates their skin, but it's pretty affordable. It's $100. But now, mm-hmm. now they have a new one called the Fitbit Versa. And the Fitbit Versa has an always-on color display. It has a GPS. It measures everything that you just said. Okay.
Right.
It also does blood oxygen level while you're sleeping. It doesn't have the ECG sensors like the Apple Watch does, but it's really mm-hmm. a great, great gadget. But that's $230.
Right. And the Aspire, you said, was 100. Now, normally, I get the charger. I've had the charger, the first charger, and then I had the charger 2. And I have found that is so much better, even for my parents.
Yeah.
Like for my dad, though, the Aspire would actually be better because you want to, again, it's a gadget, and
right.
you want to go for what that person needs. I would pick an Aspire for my dad. I would get a charger 2 or 3 for myself and my mom because it would have that.
So you're looking so you're looking for the whole family.
Oh, my parents already have some. My dad is also a veteran, and of course they're senior citizens, so they have some sent to them. My thing is to make sure that I can link up with them because I'm the elder of my family, and I live in Texas. They live in Georgia, and I can't keep up with their health. I'm here and so, they're there.
All right, so you want to be so you know you can you know you'll be able to track them and you'll be able to get into that with the Fitbit premium account. So why don't we do this? How about if I'll send you a Fitbit Inspire, okay, as my gift to you?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'll send that to you as a birthday present because I've always missed your birthday. I'm so sorry, April. So
no.
So
April 1st.
So you see, it's just right around the corner. So no wonder why you're called April because you were born April 1st. So you just hang on the line, okay, April? And we'll get your name and address and we'll send you out one of those Fitbit Inspires. This way you can help keep track of everybody. And God, congratulations on that tremendous weight loss. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming right back. Hey, when you hit stop or unsubscribe to a spam message, you're actually setting yourself up for even more spam. So don't do it. We're going to tell you how you can forward spam text to a certain number that could help put an end to some of the campaigns. We have the details over at commando.com and stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network.